Good evening, and welcome to Storytime with Genevieve, where I share some of my stories that I have written and narrate for you. Tonight, I'll be telling the story of Silver Bells. Let us start. Silver Bells. My first journey to the Fey world happened clearly by accident. I was just walking along the pathway when I noticed the tinkling of bells in the air. I saw a break in the trees, and in front of me laid a blanket of snow as I slipped between the two trees. I continued through until the trees broke apart and there was a path that laid free of snow, and the trees overhead were arching, giving the appearance of a tunnel through the woods. I could hear wind whistling through the branches, carrying a faint echo of those bells. I felt like I was in the right place. I took three steps along the path and then stopped. And I called, "Hello, hello," and the bells rang louder and louder as they came towards me. "Who speaks?" a laughing voice whirled around me, somehow in front and behind me all at once. "A wanderer," I stated, not wanting to give my name. A fury of snow resolved itself into a long, slender, fey-like creature, tall enough to have two heads above me, clad in muted green and browns. Its hair was an ethereal silver, curling around a spare, angular face, and his luminescent eyes were the same moonlit color as his hair. It smiled at me, and it was beautiful, because fey you actually are until they don't want to be. I shook off its glamour and made sure I listened closely, because fairies can't lie, but they do deceive. If you talk and they continue in generalities or hypotheticals, you better pay close attention. I continued to just observe. And the fairy continued to observe me back with its beautiful wide eyes staring unmoving at me. I did not want to engage in quarrel with the fairy, though. So I said, "I do not mean to invade your woods. I was just following your lovely bells." "Well, I have no quarrel with you either, human," said the fae back. "But you did come into my woods uninvited and without notice. Well, is there any way to correct this offense to you?" I responded back to the fae. "I would take one of your tears," it responded. I said, "No, that's not going to happen. Well, what do you have in your pockets? It inquired. Well, I looked into my pockets and I had some loose coins and a needle and some yarn. And I just so happened to have picked up a hummingbird nest. And I put all the objects in my palms and said, "You may pick one." Well, I glanced at them and it pondered and it plucked the needle out of my hand. "I will take this," it says. "But you also owe me a journey into your territory." I sighed. "Agreed, but not into my home, just into my garden." "Agreed," says the fae, correct. So we bow to each other, and I turned and followed back through the snow my steps that had brought me to here. When I returned back out of the clearing through the tunnel made by the trees and into my own reality, it was nighttime. When I'd entered, it was day. By the time I made it home, it had been over 48 hours. And I was missed. But I quickly came up with a story that was accepted by, I believe, all of my friends and family. But I was very careful to not enter my whole body into any strange clearings that I may find with interesting otherworldly sounds coming from them again. So that was Silver Bells. Thank you for joining me again. I hope you'll join me again next time when I tell you another one of my story times with Genevieve. Good night.